It's just starting to really set up a magnificent Saturday.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third in selected races at Rosehill and Flemington today. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing bring you New South Wales racing this spring.
Racing this spring.
Wow, bigger roar than last year. The gates open for the Everest. Redzel looking to conquer the Everest again, and boy, he's done it.
Hear from the key players,
trainers,
jockeys, and the important TAB markets. Welcome to Racing HQ.
It is Racing HQ. We're here on Saturday, November 3 on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We welcome you to one of the biggest race days in Australia. It's Derby Day at Flemington. That's where I am this morning. We're going to focus in on the program, but also Rose Hill back in Sydney. We've got cooler temperatures back in Sydney today, but it's still going to be warm. Just over the 30-degree mark, we're expecting around Sydney Town, a little bit warmer for Rose Hill, but you've got those magnificent facilities to get inside if you find the weather too warm. We've got a good four. They did get 6 mil of rain in a very quick storm last night, but it's done very little to affect the track. The track is a good four. The rail true Penno 4.96. Newcastle, it's a good four. The rail back into the true Doomben, fine and a good four. And for Flemington, it's a good four. The sun is up. We've had to pull down the shade here in the OB van because it was coming straight through into us, but it's just a nice morning. Cool. It's only going to be around 19 degrees in Melbourne. And we've got racing at Dubbo in country New South Wales today. That track starting a soft five after 6 mil in a storm yesterday as well. Ron Duffus, he's joining us as normal on a Saturday morning to you. Duff?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Really looking forward to Derby Day today. One of my favourite days of racing, and has a strong program there at Flemington for sure.
It is a strong program here. Rose Hill, I guess the anticipation is all around Cradle Mountain a bit today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, he's off a long break. He's had a couple of trials and obviously had that hamstring issue there. But he captured everyone's attention, you know, putting those few wins together and running time and having that nice cruising speed that he showed. So he's four from seven, and I'm thinking, or they're hoping it'll be five from eight after today. But it's he's an interesting horse to see, you know, how far he can go.
We're away from Randwick and looking at some vision during the week and listening to Sean Patterson there half an hour ago about the track. They've had the chance to do some really good work, and it's come along strongly that we're racing on a beautiful surface today.
Oh, as you'd expect, you know, like they've had 5 weeks and they've had that rain where they've, you know, and they haven't had to race on it, the natural irrigation, and then they've had some warm weather on top of that. So I'm expecting to see something special out there today as far as that track's concerned. They've got to put up with that for 5 weeks in their own right now.
Yeah, they've had the break, but they're now going to have their turn, as you say, with the run of meetings. Randwick, of course, race on Melbourne Cup Day, and then they have a good break to get over what they've been through. I want to go through the earlies because there are a few popping into the system for today at Rose Hill, and we'll keep an eye on the Flemington scratchings as well. But here at Rose Hill, these are the current scratchings. Race 1, clear. Race 2, number 6, Rare Episode is out, number 6. In race 3, number 8, Buddy Honest, and 12, Tiata, 8 and 12. Now, in race 4, take out 1, Sense of Occasion, and 4, Black on Gold. So 1 and 4 now out of the 4th. Race 5, the scratchings now are 1, Dukan, and 4, Namiya, 1 and 4. Race 6, just coming out, number 2, Kanachi. Race 6, number 2. Race 7, number 5, Zazibar, number 5. Race 8, number 2, After All That. 3, Isurian, 11, Iso Rich, and 12, Blue Tycoon, 2, 3, 11, and 12, and Race 9, 3, No Doubt, and 6, Palathronius, 3 and 6. So just a couple of those key ones coming out, Dukan and Sense of Occasion, Duff, coming out of race number 4.
Yeah, maybe probably other options for them, so a bit disappointing, you know, very small fields at Rosehill today for that big prize money, but I suppose we've got the big Melbourne Cup meeting on, and there's other options for a few horses.
Understand. Well, let's go and get our interviews going, Duff, and let's have a chat with Gary Portelli. Morning to you, Gary.
Morning, gentlemen.
Looking forward to today, I guess. Expectations were there going into Time to Reign's debut run, and now the horse has to do it again.
Yeah, look, it's sort of a funny sort of feeling last week. It was good to get it over and done with, but I knew that it would start something else from there on. The pressure was going to be even more so here on to try and keep him going, you know, or keep him winning anyway.
He's going to go from wet to dry today, Gary. Are you comfortable enough with that?
Look, in his track work, Ronnie's very sharp. He runs really fast time on the pro ride, which is a pretty firm surface. So I think it was just an added bonus to see if he could handle the wet, because, as I said, he runs really quick times when he's he does it on the bit. You know, he runs fast time on the bit. So we haven't really pushed him out on the dry track at all yet. So today's a bit of a test.
I read during the week, you know, it's always lovely to qualify these horses for the slipper early. He wouldn't have to do much too much else if he won today, as far as his slipper qualifications is concerned.
Yeah, look, that's the plan, mate. You know, I think because that's sort of 100 or so before Christmas, then, you know, as I said, the owners, if we were able to knock that over today, then next preparation is about really having a program that gets him, you know, probably another 30,000 or 40,000, and that'll probably get you into the race, and you can have a nice preparation where you're not trying to, I don't know, just trying too hard to win a race, you know. And after Christmas, as you know, there's usually every Saturday that's on, there is a slipper chance in, and you might be racing against if you're on the wrong leg, you might be taking a slipper winner on every week, you know.
Yeah.
And you might not earn enough prize money to get in. So there's a lot of timing involved, and I know, as I was saying yesterday, looking back on things with Sheila Rain, it seemed easy to get her into the slipper because you had a slipper winner in your backyard.
Yeah.
But when you've got ones of, you know, that fringe sort of two-year-old trying to get in, you've got to be smart. You've got to have your timing right. The horse has got to be spot on every time you turn up, and you've got to get the right barrier. Everything's got to work out on the day, you know.
Exactly,
and,
right.
You take it for granted when it happens. When you look back on it, you think, how lucky was I, you know?
Yeah. Well, I suppose you don't. Like you said, you can get your timing right for the grand final. If you haven't qualified, you sort of got to peek them up that little couple of weeks earlier and hope they can hold that condition.
That's what happens, exactly. That's what I've done in the years gone by. I've won Black Opals and whatever, and that's their grand final. You know, they just don't come out of that. They seem like they're right, but when they get up, they've got to go to another level after that. And if you've got horses at their peak, two-year-olds in particular, too early, then grand final, it's a high-pressure race.
He's got that nice gate speed. He'd probably take control again today.
That's the plan. I think just give him a dig out and see what happens. Hawksy's horse goes quick. I'd just be wary of that horse early. But, you know, either just be where he's comfortable and give him a chance to finish the race off strongly.
Ronstar resuming race two. He's had three trials. You've just held him back for the drier tracks?
Yeah, look, I didn't want to run him on a heavy track at Randwick first up. We don't know how Randwick plays when it gets heavy. It's a little bit different than most surfaces when it's heavy, and didn't want to take the risk. In particular, when there's a 76 benchmark race or a 78 benchmark race a couple of weeks later. You know, the prize money's so good, Ron, 58,000 plus the bobs, and our owners own bred the horse and whatever, and they buy them, they'll probably double up. So, you know, it's almost $40,000 when you look at it that way, of the bobs. So try and place him well. And yeah, his trial the other day was enormous at Warwick Farm, and I expect him to run right up to his best today. So it's hard to line up apples with apples when you've got horses coming out of May that look pretty impressive against the horse that's already done the job. But I suppose if 59 is back, it's probably just make it a little harder for him. But in good order.
Yeah, and your other runner, Strome, well, she did win fresh last prep. Any hope there?
She's coming out, mate.
She's coming out.
Came out of bed this morning with a sore foot, so we've got a bruise to deal with, so she's coming out.
Okay. How'd the champ pull up from last week, Single Bullet?
Yeah, he's pulled up great, mate. I knew you'd be asking about him. he's pulled up really well, and we've just obviously worked out. He likes the space he runs, keep him fresh, and treat his races like barrier trials and just keep winning.
Okay, beauty. Well, good luck with him today.
Yeah, have a great day down there, guys. I know it's a big weekend for everyone, so looking forward to watching Melbourne as well.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a huge time. Duff It's last week, so lots of things have happened. You wanted to tip it last week, but you weren't game enough, weren't you?
Look, I sort of give them a chance on their own, and it seemed to work that way. But
that was you might have to look out plan.
I would have thought, you know, just took him a while, but
you might have to look after him, Gary.
Anyway, it's nice to see you back.
Yeah, it was great for everyone, mate. It was funny because I told all the owners, like, I came in before it's any better. If he gets beat this race, just bar yourself from punting on him ever again. they all loaded up, and they got a good result. So good on them.
Yeah, well done to them. All right, Gary, good luck with a couple of runners today.
Thanks, mate.
Gary Portelli out there at Warwick Farm going through them. Another extra scratching in race 7 joining Zazi Bar. Number 7, Strome, has come out on Vets. That's race 7, number 7. Ron, we focus in on Flemington because it is such a big day, but I was reminding myself last night that there's still 9 winners at Rose Hill, isn't there? And we're on a good track, and I know there's some small fields to contend with, but don't be afraid of having a bet at Rose Hill today because, you know, there are horses that stand out.
Well, I don't think anyone will be afraid to have a bet at Rose Hill today because there's a few standout races where people have a strong opinion. I think most races there's 2 or 3 chances, but different opinions on each. So, and Derby Day is always a big turnover day, and I'm sure people won't be forgetting to have a bet at Rose Hill. No. So that's for sure, Andrew.
Yeah, I understand. Let's go and have a chat. Well, I think the donkey's getting more publicity than the trainer these days. Kim Waugh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Andrew?
I'm
Ron.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim, the donkey. It's got its own TV show these days, hasn't it?
Oh, he's just taken over the world.
he was on. It was on last night, wasn't it?
Better Homes and Gardens.
Better Homes and Gardens.
Dr. Harry. Yeah.
Dr. Harry, that was the name I was looking for, and I couldn't remember. Dr. Harry, he did a feature. They must be racing followers to get out there and enjoy the donkey running around your home.
Yeah, I know. He rang about a month ago and said, I'd love to do a story on Bully. And I said, yeah, well, there's a few issues we've got with Bully. You might be able to sort him out for us.
Did he bring his gear?
He's done.
He's gelded.
Yep.
He can have his own bedroom now. He'd be quite quiet now.
he's wonderful now.
Good.
Yeah, no, he's very good. He was just getting a bit too above himself.
Okay. So.
Poor old Bully. There'll be no bullies in the future.
No baby bullies.
A couple of nice runners today, Kim.
Yeah.
This Philly News fan, she's looked pretty sharp in her only trial.
Yes, she's really well. She trialled beautiful, and she did have a jump out in the grass like about 10 days before that. So it was like a soft trial for her, and then she had that trial. So, and she's come through it really well. Couldn't be happier with her.
Okay. Where do you see her being? What's her sort of best racing style? Probably just taking that little sit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think definitely just in behind the pace there somewhere.
Okay.
She's got a nice turn of foot, and I think she'll be really. I mean, she's very short, but she's still got a little bit of improvement in her. But honestly, she's just going very well.
Okay. What were her issues last preparation?
She's a very sound horse, but after the provincial championships, she was going to the mare's race at Hawkesbury. And her last gallop, she just strained a ligament, you know, at the back of the knee. So she had to go out for 3 months.
Okay, but all's well.
Yeah, no, all's well. She's a horse that's taken a long time to get where she is because she was just very small early and quite immature. But, as you see, she's not overly tall, but she's quite strong now.
He's also got Manhattan Mist resuming in the last. He's found his form now, and this race lacks a little depth, so he should be around the mark as well.
Yeah, well, he won really well, and Josh rode him at Wyong in the heat of the provincial. There's those heats, and then the finals at Kembla Grange early December. So this is sort of a run he's having in the middle because he's qualified for the final now, which was great. But his first two runs, his first run, he tries to get his leg up on the side of the
petition
ledge, yeah, in the barrier, which he's, it's a terrible habit because it's very hard to get him out of it. And the first run, he actually got it up and he came out on three legs and just went straight down on his nose. But we've just tried a couple of different things since, and we've got the barrier blanket on him, and it seemed to work really well last start with him, but he's done very well.
Okay. You got a couple of nice runners at Newcastle today. The Seller, is put on the till in race two?
Yeah, I think 1400 should really suit him. He's been hitting the line really strong, and I think he'd be very hard to beat.
City of Love in race five resuming?
Yeah, she's a mare that's going to get over ground. She's drawn average, but she'll go back and just be working home.
And you got Groovester in race six for start, but ability in the trials there.
Yeah, well, he was just a little bit timid amongst horses, so I put the blinkers on him and I thought it really improved him a lot, and a lot more confidence with it, so I think he'll go very well.
Okay, and Mo the Great in race seven gets to his right distance now.
Yeah, nice race for Mo, I reckon, and he's drawn nice, so I think he'll go forward and should be in the first, you know, three somewhere there.
Okay, and
The distance should suit him down the ground.
And you also got Star of Day, race eight, resuming as well.
Yeah, she trialled nice. So I think if she gets a nice run, she should be hitting the line well, you know.
Okay, nice book there. So that'll all run well for you.
Thank you. Hopefully
good
so.
Good on you, Kim. Yeah, good luck today, particularly as News Fan. You just love horses like News Fan that have never been out of the money.
Yes, I know. She's been so consistent, and she's one of those horses early. She showed ability, but we just kept putting her away, and each prep she just keeps improving. So hopefully she keeps doing that. Be very happy.
Yeah, for sure. Good luck today, Kim, and say hello to Bully. Won't be the same Bully there running
You'll
around.
You have to come up and visit him.
I'll have to come up.
Love
him
so much.
Yeah, no, we'll have to come
Bring
up and
the
do
carrots,
a
show. Ronnie.
Carrot, he's a carrot eater.
I love the carrot. He loves it. He loves magnums as well. So.
Oh, magnums. Ice cream.
Duff would eat them on the way there.
Yeah. Be a nice old blue on there.
Good luck, Kim. I hope they run well today for you. Good luck.
Thank you. See you.
Kim Moore. Kim Moore joining us there. Ron, this first race, we mentioned Time to Rain. What are you hearing about Peter and Paul Snowden's debut today in that first race?
Yeah, I haven't heard much, but look, there was a nice improvement from one trial. It was only an easy trial the first time, but there was a nice trial win during the week. He stayed solid in the market most of the week, which is usually a good sign. He's a well-bred horse who's got that little bit of pedigree to be very sharp in these early two-year-old races. So, and he has got barrier one to tag the favourite. So, look, I think he'd be some sort of threat, but the favourite does look the, you know, deserve an odds-on chance as well in saying that.
Yeah, particularly off its last win. Looking at Flemington, no extras for Rose Hill, I should say, at Rose Hill. Race one, number eight, Yulong January, the horse that we saw run well in Sydney. It's come out of the carbine. Race one, number eight, Yulong January has just come out. Matt Smith's joining us next now on Racing HQ. The best way to start your Saturday is with us on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, just before Ron goes through today, can I ask you about the plans for Aqua Divina after the win last Saturday?
Yeah, no, she's pulled up really well, and she'll most likely come to Melbourne next weekend. If we gain a start in the Matriarch, that's where she'll run.
Okay. Yeah.
Is she your only horse for Melbourne this season?
Look, we've got the only other nomination or acceptance is Ilwendo. He's in the 2800 metre benchmark race on Tuesday, so he may well come down for that race.
Okay. Fierce Impact today. I saw he was nominated during the week for Flemington, but you're happy enough to run him here in Sydney?
Yes, I am. I mean, the 1,500 metres, you know, I'd like to, love it to be a mile, and it's only 100 metres. It probably helps him a little bit, I think. His work's been good. He's got back from Melbourne from that trip, and he's done very well since, and he looks fantastic. I can't fault him. So, yeah, we'll run him here today, and then, you know, hopefully, you know, he might map out a plan to go to the Billiers, something like that.
Okay, so that could be his target. He must have been over the moon with that improvement from... Oh, well, he went really good first up, but that was a Group 1 last start, and I thought his work late was good.
Yeah, it was. Regan, he was really happy too. He, jockey in Melbourne, I can't remember who it was, but he said he thought the horse really down the line good. He got held up a little bit at a crucial part in the straight, and he said he definitely would have finished closer had he got a bit of room in the straight. I just thought... a little bit more seasoning with the horse. He said he went super, but you know, at that level, he probably needs a couple more runs just to really have him rock hard. So we were really pleased with the effort. Just thought he went fantastic, and yeah, so you know, positive about today.
Could you see him any closer from that barrier?
Geez, I'd love to see him closer if we could. You know, I'd like to see him right behind the speed. I really wouldn't like to get too far back today. Just because I think the distance is just the bare minimum for him, and if you get, you know, it's like there, if you get caught back and they don't go too quick, you're in a world of pain. So,
yeah.
You know, we'd love to see him third or fourth run today from that gate.
Okay, beauty. All right, well, that's your only runner. Good luck with him.
That's it. No worries.
It was Regan Bayliss, that jockey there, Matt, down in Melbourne.
It was it?
Regan Bayliss,
yeah. Delighted with the horse. Just he felt that he might be a bit better over a little bit further too, so... no, we're really happy with him. He looks great, and he's going to race and shooting well.
All right. Well, they'll be all over that in race 9, Fierce Impact. Good on you, Matt. Good luck today.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Matt Smith joining us there with the very latest on Fierce Impact, who, Ron, certainly sounded that ring of confidence there off that last couple of runs.
Yeah, he looked a nice horse. You know, he looked a little bit progressive last preparation, and I like what he's done in two runs this prep, so... I think it's all about him being able to keep in touch with his main dangers there. Like you said, if you get too far back there, it might make it a little bit tougher for him.
Yeah, understand. Don't forget all the huge jackpots today. We've got, if you have a Super Tab account, there's a $5 million projected quaddie pool on Flemington. That's through the Super Tab. The New South Wales Tab, you've got a projected Big Six pool of $100,000 out at Rose Hill today. Gerald Ryan, of course, trains there, and he joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Gerald.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Gerald, 5 weeks gap while we've been at Randwick in the rain, mate. Everyone's just talking up just the beautiful condition of Rose Hill.
Yeah, it looks terrific, you know, walking over it and that. Nothing beats fair dinkum rain, eh? I mean, and just hits the ground even and got good growth of grass on it. Surface looks as settled down because it did copper hammer in there when we were racing 5 or 6 weeks in a row, but it looks to have bounced back really well.
Well, that should suit your old boy there, Red Excitement. He's a little freshened up since the Epsom. He's got his home track, he's got dry, and he goes well for Josh. He gets a lot of ticks today, Gerald.
He does, Ronnie, he does. You know, after the Epsom, we ran him in the Epsom because there's nowhere else to go. We're going to run in a mile or quarter race, but then when it got a heavy track while we scratched, he's had a nice trial and a jumpy up since his race. Keep him ticking over, but... No, he's 9-year-old now. He's going okay. I don't know whether it's flying, but no, it does look as if he's back a little bit in grade today, and he's probably getting back to a journey that now he likes, you know.
A bit of a sticky draw. I know there's only 6 runners. Right? Are you positive, negative, or in between?
Well, probably in between. I thought there's only 5 runners now since occasions. Yeah. Yeah. But the 2 scratchings are the 2 back markers, you know, the other 4 of the 5 sort of roll forward a little bit. So I would imagine just let the Josh have the speed he's early in the race, and 1-1 would be ideal.
Mm. Your other runner is Stara Monsoon in race 8. He did win first up last preparation. What sort of shape is he in?
He's come back well. Probably as fit as he can be without having a race. You know, it was because of the heavy track, and he's not a lover of it. He probably could have done with a little harder trial. then again saying that he looked pretty solid here on Tuesday morning and ran up really smart. He's done well since, and he's probably, yeah, he's probably at the same stage of what he was first up last time. Yeah.
Okay. What about, it's a bit sticky for him, where he goes backwards or forwards here in the run as well?
I would imagine now, I just know now there's four out of that, so I have to sit here and have another look at the map, but prior to the scratchings, I thought he'd be running sixth sort of thing, but he'd still be probably ridden back in there, give him something to chase, because he's a better chaser.
Yeah. All in all, you're pretty happy with both, though?
Yeah, happy with both of them in the races, yeah, especially happy with the way, you know, the condition is and the way the track is, yeah.
Lovely.
And Gerald, Trapeze Artist, it's been reported, has gone for a spell. Was, you know, Hong Kong was certainly there, but that quarantine issue just seems to be rolling on, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just taking a bit too long, and we want to, you know, you stall and stall, and then you cut short his break during the autumn. But so, two Sundays ago, we sat down and with Bert and mapped out six races in the autumn for him he could run in. Not running the six of them, but the target four of the six. And from the 15th of November to his first up run, it's only 80 days, and he would have had 5 weeks off. So you would need every bit of that to... I know he would have only had 3 weeks off because he still had 10 days in the water walker prior to spelling. And, you know, so... to be ready on the 2nd of February. He's going to have to start work on the 15th of November. So it's just going to cut short everything. And so he just pull the plug and decide he'll just aim at the spring, at the autumn with him.
Yeah, understand. It is still frustrating with the Hong Kong issue, but there's some real healthy races and prize money here. Is he going to the paddock in good shape?
Oh, he went to the paddock terrific. He went down to... Yeah. Tim Boland's on the Monday after the Everest, and Tim rung me Tuesday and said, are you certain he's horse racing on Saturday? Because he said he certainly doesn't seem it. Then I saw him Sunday week ago at the Wyong races, and the horse looked enormous, looked terrific. And but I'm with you, though. You know, the prize money's that good here now in the autumn, and you have to risk going to Hong Kong, you know. So
yeah.
You've got nothing to prove. All you've got to do is come back and win one or two group ones, hopefully, in the autumn with you.
Yeah, understand. That's Trapeze Artist. Well, good luck with the run ones today, mate. Hope they run well for you.
Okay, thanks.
Good on you, Gerald.
Thanks, Ryan.
Good on you, mate. Gerald Ryan going through them. It was interesting when we had Peter Tighe in the studio, when was it, last Thursday week, Ron, on Sky Sports Radio, and we were talking about Winx and everything, and he brought that Red Excitement race. He said that was just one day where we did get nervous. Red Excitement at his best is very hard to get past.
Yes, that was one day we all did hold our breath. And then when he straightened up and went for home, Josh Parr, and all of a sudden there was no chases there for a moment. And just that eerie feeling thinking, wow, this is the moment that the champion's going to go down. Little did we know. Well, we should have, although we should have known better that she would get over the top of him, but it took her a while that day, that's for sure.
Ron, I know it was 7 days ago, but just for our regular Saturday audience that tune in, they're at work during the week and the like, but give us your emotions of watching Winx win that fourth Cox Plate.
Well, I think she touches 90% of emotions, really, with the, you know, race goers or race lovers. Race lovers, she, you know, it's 100% of emotions with her. She, you know, we've got ourselves a champion. And we respect her, and she just delivers every time she's put down on the track. To think that she's got that record now is just amazing. It'll never leave her. And how she's been handled all the way through, I think we all respect that as well, and how she's been ridden. We can only hope that we might see her in the autumn again next year, which is probably a possibility, I'd suggest, if considering, you know, she's a mare and the breeding season won't start till later. And the timing seems right to see her once or twice more, or who knows what they're thinking. You know, whether she goes overseas to be served, or whether she goes to be served in the Hunter Valley, that's still up in the air as well. So who knows what they're thinking, if they've thought at all.
Yeah, exactly. They might be just enjoying...
There's a lot of people thinking for them, put it that way.
Yes. Now, there's a lot of people making their decisions for them.
Yes.
If they want to... Yeah, but... No, anyway. Hey, just before Jason Collett, the Kennedy Mile here at Flemington, Dream Forces come out on Vets, which is terrible bad luck because he had a bit of timing about it for John Thompson, but it's come out Dream Force, race 8, number 6. And I'll just have one more look, Jace, before we go to Rose Hill, just to see if there's any extras for the program. There's one extra. Where is it? It is Al Malambo, race 7, number 2, has just come out. Race 7, number 2. Jason Collett is line online. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, Scott.
Good to talk to you, Jason. I guess your partner, Claire Cunningham, and yourself have done a lot of work with the whole team around Cradle Mountain. There's a lot of expectation today, but you know, all the recovery from the hamstring of last May, you know, it's taken a big team effort.
Yeah, it has. It's been a slow process, but look, he'll be there today, and Claire's pretty happy with him.
Are you happy with him? He would have been on his back a fair bit. What have you got to report about him?
Oh, look, he's good. He's had two trials. He's had two. That last trial was on a pretty testing surface, and he wasn't really that comfortable on it. So, you know, we gave him a wee bit of in between that trial and this run for the time. So he's really got a bit of a spring and a step, which is what we'd like to see. He's just well. That's it, basically. When he's got that spring and a step, that's what we want to see.
Most of his wins have been when he's led. You know, he just seems to jump and just cruise and, you know, at a really high cruising speed and keeps going. Are you expecting, well similar today?
Yeah, similar. There'll be similar tactics. Obviously, and lesser grade, you have to do it because he's just probably too classy. Mm. Obviously, as he steps up, we'll have to find that a bit more, but I think today that'll be the objective, yeah.
Good book of rides. You start off with this odds-on favourite, Time to Rain. It'll be your first time on his back, wouldn't it? But it's a nice pick-up ride.
Yeah, it is the first time on his back, and yeah, nice pick-up ride. I know as much as you guys about him, to be honest. Yeah, I can run second to him first stuff, and he can get me covered well and truly. And I don't think he was really looking exactly where he was going that last furlong. He seemed to be all over the show, so, yeah, he's pretty raw.
Brazilica race 2, so you would have saw her debut. It looked to have a bit of quality about her.
Yeah, the trials leading up to it were outstanding and pretty effortless, that first win. So she gets a lightweight, 53.5, soft gate, yeah. So look, it's a nice field, though, in saying that. Portales is trialling well. The tenor's going well as well, and Cummings has horse won well. So albeit a small field, it is, I feel it's quite a handy field.
Yeah, it's a bit of a race, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Chewbacca, you won on him last preparation at Goulburn, and he was quite impressive.
Yeah, I like this horse. I think he's pretty smart. I know he, I think, things were 100% when he raced in that the lead up to the provincial qualifier. He still just sort of half wanted to run off on the bend and then faded late. But prior to that, his win was pretty easy. I don't think I touched him with a stick. He spoke to me yesterday, and he's pretty happy with him too. So, yeah, it gives me good confidence.
Mm. Race 5, another last start winner, Tamarack, adding to your good book of rides here.
Yeah, he's 2400 again. So, he's glad to see that he got his nose in front the other day. He again looks a nice soft gate again, lightweight. Just gets all phases. Just depending how they run this race.
Mm.
If they run it slow, it'll bring in a couple others. Rakeek will get his chance to play on a small field on a good track at 24, so I sort of probably think he's on the beat, but if Social Element wants to make it a test, it'll be hard to run down.
Yeah. Chalmers, race 6, first up for Chris.
Yeah, awkward gate and a bit of a lack of speed in the race. So just wait and see what Chris wants to do from out there. Obviously, the leader's scratching out Kanachi, but, yeah, his trial was okay the other day. first up performances last prep were good, so obviously Chris scratched him off Wednesday, so he wanted to run him today, so he's obviously feeling confident enough that he's up to this.
Yeah. Test the World, Race 7, she drops in class, and her record says she loves Rose Hill.
Yeah, it does. Awkward alley, though. Awkward alley with a bit of weight. Yeah, that's probably my concern. She can, depends where she lands, if she's outside lead or is able to slot in, that would be perfect. But she may just have to do a little bit of work to get to that position.
Mm. Any expectations with old Sabab in the last?
Definitely a toughest race that he's been in. We've got the Goulburn Cup earmarked for him, so this is a bit of a lead-up run towards that. So if he can be hitting the line, we'll be happy.
Okay, beauty.
Guys, I've just learned here that Test the World's just come out at 7:30, so you lost one of your rides there, Jace. Test the World, race 7, number 1, just being scratched.
Yep, no, that's okay.
Yep. All right, good luck today. You've got a large book of rides and a lot of them with excellent hopes, mate.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to get the opportunity, so try and make the most of it.
Good luck. Thanks a lot, Jace.
Brilliant. Cheers, mate.
Good on you. Jason Collett there, going through his rides. Ronnie, he could be one jockey. Jay Ford's another we're going to talk to after the break. Jay's another one that could be around the mark today.
Yeah, they both got a good set of rides, but Jason is very strong with their, you know, your Time to Rain and your Brasilica, your Chewbacca, your Tamarack. They're all in the market, and then he's got Cradle Mountain. So he's on some high-profile horses there today.
He is. Just before we go to the break here, we've got scratchings. They've gone straight to final for Rose Hill. Fine and a good four. The Rail in the True. The Penno this morning, 4.96. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, Rare Episode. Race 2, number 6. Race 3, number 8, Buddy Honest. And 12, Tiata. 8 and 12. Race 4, number 1, Sense of Occasion. And 4, Black on Gold. 1 and 4 out of the 4th. Race 5, number 1, Dukan, and 4, Numia, 1 and 4. Race 6, number 2, Kanachi is out, number 2. Now, race 7, that scratching of 1, Test the World, 2, Al Malambo, 5, Zazibar, and 7, Strome. 1, 2, 5, and 7. Race 8, number 2, After All That, 3, Isurian, 11, Iso Rich, and 12, Blue Tycoon, 2, 3, 11, and 12. And race 9, number 3, No Doubt, and 6, Palathronius, 3 and 6. So they're the final scratchings for Rose Hill. I'll just have a look at Flemington to see if any others come through right on the interim scratching time. As I told you, Dreamforce came out. No, there wasn't. So there's 8 scratchings there at they sit interim. We'll go through them all in around 15 minutes. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ bringing you all the preview action for today's racing at Rose Hill as well as Flemington.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovations, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian offer an awesome colt to aim at the rich English race series. By Smart Missile, champion first crop sire and now leading third crop sire. From Serenade Lily, a winning half-sister to champion three-year-old Serenade Rose. Bred to be precocious and quick, our colts are half-brother to Vocalize, winner and dual stakes performed at two. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team at just $8,300 a share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
The Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ, the best start to your Melbourne Cup.
It is Racing HQ, 20 to 8 here, Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. And I'm broadcasting from Flemington this morning where there's a little bit of cloud, but there's a lot of blue sunshine. As you can see, the sun coming through into our OB van, and it's cooler. This time yesterday was about 26 degrees. Right now it's about 13 or 14 in Melbourne, getting to a top of 19 degrees. The track here at Flemington is rated a good four. The rail's in the true for Derby Day, and the eagle must be out, or the hawk must be out, getting rid of those seagulls. We had about 150 of them, or 200 of them, I reckon, earlier on in the morning, but they're basically all gone now, and the countdown is underway. The car park opens here in about 8 o'clock, so there'll be a lot of cars driving in once track work is finished. So it's a busy day at Flemington, but Jay Ford is joining us on Racing HQ this morning. Morning to you, Jay.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, there's a few jocks down here, obviously, and it's given you the great opportunity to, mate. I think have you still got a ride in every race bar one?
Yeah, I ended up with no scratching, so got 8 throw at the stumps from 9, so we'll see how we go.
When we get to days like today and carnivals like Flemington, mate, you must reminisce a little bit about Takeover Target.
Yeah, obviously, when he sort of come on the scene and that, his first year, he was down there and his first Group 1 was on Derby Day. So it's always been a good day to me and one I remember fondly.
Yeah, for sure. Duff's with us as well. And Ron, let's go through him. As Jay just said, he's got a ride in every race bar the second.
Yeah, that's for sure. And just before we go on to today, yeah. Are you on hold for Miss Admiration on Tuesday, Jay?
Yeah, I am at the moment. Just depending the way things go, if she doesn't happen to scrape into the field and one of Chris's wins, the Lexus, I'm in the mix to ride one of those ones.
Okay. So this race is getting thinner and thinner. Things are happening every day. There's drop-offs every day, and I'm sure there's going to be some today. So the dream's still alive, as they say.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll just see how today eventuates.
Mm. Race one, absolute control. This is a nice horse. I think drier track suits him today.
Yeah, certainly. And I think, obviously, the addition of blinkers should certainly show some improvement. Obviously, he's got to improve a few lengths to turn the tables on the favourite. But I think with Joe running him again and putting the hoods on him, I can think you should see some improvement out of him, that's for sure.
Mm. The highway, you're on Rock the World here. It's pretty hard to knock a horse that's won three straight. She's only a pretty lightly raced filly as well.
Yeah, certainly coming to town off three straight wins and blessed with a lot of natural speed. So drawn well will be right up there on the money. So she'll be pretty hard to run past, I think. I think 12's as far as she wants, though.
The Lord Mayor in race four, back from Melbourne, very well placed.
Yeah, certainly. He finds himself in a really good race on the back up. Small field suits. Speed looks all right, actually, for the small field, and should just lob tag in the leaders. And very consistent horse who should find himself in the money again.
Well, Requick should find himself in the money again. He's teasing to win a race, and this probably suits him now.
Yeah, another small field. Probably you could make a case for any one of the runners in the race. They're all bringing different form lines and all very consistent horses. Hasn't won for a while, but look, this is probably his easiest assignment he's been in for a little while.
Volpe, you've won on her. It's The dry track seemed to be the key to her.
Yeah, coming back in distance, down in weight, drawn well. On her day, could easily, you know, win a race like this. Her only problem's been she can be a little bit inconsistent. You know, she's coming off a subpar run the other day, but the run before that was super. So if she can bring something like that to the table, you'd like to think she could make her presence felt in this sort of a race.
Yeah, Dawn looks well placed and looks a very good ride.
Yeah, probably my best ride of the day, I would say. Super return the other day at Caulfield. Went back off a wide gate but made good ground home. Drops down the 53.5, smallish field will suit. Should hopefully find ourselves just tagging Newsfan. And like I said, I think it's probably my best ride for the day.
Mm. Star of Monsoon, good fresh last preparation. He seems to have trialled well.
Yeah, I trialled him the other day. He gave me a nice feel. Probably wasn't all that at home in the conditions. They were quite soft that day at the trials, but certainly like what I felt. Got a good fresh record. Now he's been gelded. He's ultra consistent and finds himself in a winnable race.
And you're on Lejeune in the last, an import might want a little further, but an interesting horse.
Yeah, had one prep down in Melbourne. Didn't do a lot. Obviously looking for further, probably one to just sort of see how we go with, but obviously we'll want further down the track, that's for sure.
Beauty.
Good on you, Jake. Yeah, good luck with all of them, mate. It's a great opportunity, and we'll wait and see what unfolds through the day with the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Jay. Jay Ford there joining us going through them. Again, we thank all of our participants that come on a Saturday and right through the week on Sky. We thank them for all of the information they pass on to our listeners and viewers. Michael Hawkes is going to join us in a tick. Then we'll go through all of the scratchings for the TAB programs today. And Duff, have you got a thought for Flemington? Anything just while we're getting Michael online?
No, yeah, I've got a thought all day at Flemington, but it's not an easy meeting to work out. I was hoping for a little bit more rain yesterday for this horse in the first. I wanted because I don't like tipping back markers early in the day on the first day of the Flemington Carnival, but I really was taken with Adana's first run as a gelding, and I think he'll run really well if you can make any ground up in the first. And I've been waiting for Aloysia in the mile, the mayor's race. They're the ones that I'm singling out at odds there, Andrew.
Okay, Adana in the first, number 14. Michael Hawkes does join us. Morning to you, Mike.
Good day, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. I'm here at Flemington, mate, and I guess expectations really high with Diplomatico. It's a big Group 1. You're the least experienced, I guess, in some way, but he's a strong horse in the making.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. He's done everything right, obviously, to date. You know, his run in Sydney was top class on a rain-affected track. And, look, he's the baby of the field, and he's taking on horses that are experienced. And, you know, bottom line is he's a baby, but with a lot of ability. But hopefully he can overcome everything and run a super race for us.
Yeah, as you said, he's still raw, but he's very, very good, Michael. Has he had a look down the straight?
Yeah, Duff, he went down the straight on Tuesday, and he's been here before, obviously, as an early horse, like a lot of our babies are up and down the highway. But Brenton came down, and he sat on him, and we just did a little bit of work up the straight. And, look, he went super. He done everything right. He wasn't out to run any time, but hopefully he can run some time today. It'd be a different story. But, honestly, going forward, he's done everything, you know, what we've asked of him, but... Yes, it is a definitely a massive class rise, and he's taken on, you know, Zusane and Written Buyers that have been there and done it. But, look, he's hopefully the new kid on the block by the end of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Your other runner's in Melbourne, Wild Planet. Well, he sets up beautifully with his prep he's had, the draw. He seems to map nicely here.
Yeah, I think I spoke to you last time on air. We talked about it, and, look, his run was still super again. Obviously, rain had turned the tables, but he did have a 2.5 kilo pull. Today's set weights, both of them are at a mile. They haven't raced like that before, and, you know, we'll be a lot wiser, I think, after the event. But he's certainly gone forward, drawn okay at the barriers, and he should have a lovely run. And if he runs the mile out, he's going to be very strong.
Well, Cordon Bleu, race 3, he's always a knockout chance in these fast races.
Yeah, his run at the Valley was really good. He hit the line solid like he normally does, and he's had one run up the straight before. I think he ran fifth or sixth for memory, and you know, he's one of those old sort of soldiers that his day is coming, and hopefully it's today.
And you've got Bella Martini there in race six. She's been off the track in the past two.
Yeah, you just got to forgive her a run. She's seen the outside fence quite a bit. But today, you know, Brenton's back aboard. He hasn't won on her since the Gosford Guineas. And, you know, just thought of maybe a change of luck and drawn a barrier. She's flying. But, you know, I think this is probably going to be one of the races of the carnival, to be honest. And it's a pretty high-quality field, just quietly. And, you know, she's not without a chance. And she probably could have had, you know, two wins her last two starts. So, everything's gone well for her.
Yeah. Sydney, three runners there. Head on, a little two-year-old. He's back to the dry. Could he improve?
Yeah, I think so. Look, he's only small. There's not a lot of him. And, you know, he's a little racehorse. But, obviously, time to reins the horse to beat there. And but look, we're happy with him. He's done well, back on top of the surface. You know, look, I can't fault him, put it that way. So he'll run his genuine, honest race like he has his last couple.
Dawn in race seven, she returns from Melbourne. She's a good mare, this. Good mare.
Well, I tell you what, if you haven't seen her replay, you probably should go back and look at it.
I've seen it twice,
Yeah, honestly, it was outstanding. We were just wanting to draw a barrier, and I do believe if she had drawn a barrier, she would have just won. She ran fourth, I think it was, and was 16th or second last in the corner and peeled to the outside and really hit the line. And look, obviously going up in grade, but down in weight. And yeah, she's a good live chance today and very hard to beat.
Yeah. And Mahalunga, well, he's on his way now as well. He's third up 1500. He's going well.
Yeah, there was a couple of scratchings out early. I don't know if there's another one after that, but he's definitely flying this horse. Last couple of starts, he's really put the writing on the wall, and we elected to keep him back in Sydney and obviously go through his grades with him and just trying to get him mentally right, which we think we've got the key to him now. And look, he's no reason why he couldn't win again. He just, if anything, he just needs that little bit of luck from an average draw. But it is 1500 and he's an on-speed runner. But no, they're very, very, very good chances.
Okay. All right, enjoy the day. Hopefully you can get away with the result in both states.
Yeah, it'd be a really nice result. It'd be great. You know, it's actually a good day's racing for both the states for us. But I just want to know, are you down here with having breakfast with Bensley? What's the story?
I'm in the hotel room.
He's back in the hotel. He doesn't come outside his room till 9 o'clock.
probably a good thing.
I've got to get on the bus at 9:30. You know, I'll be
don't eat all the pies, mate, all right?
No.
We got nothing. No, Munsey's turned up. He's got us nothing. I think there might be a quarter of a muffin left out there where Munsey is, but that's about it. But no, we'll be right. You enjoy the day.
See you later, boys.
Thanks, mate. Michael Hawkes joining us. Ron, we'll come back with you and our preview coming up for Rose Hill shortly. But let's look at all these scratchings for the programs, the TAB meetings. Rose Hill, fine around 32, 33 degrees at Rose Hill. A good four, Rail True and the Penno 4.96. Race one is clear. Race two, number six, Rare Episode, number six. Race three, number eight, Buddy Honest and 12, Tiata, 8 and 12. The fourth, number one, Sense of Occasion, and four, Black on Gold, 1 and 4. Race five at Rose Hill, number one, Doikan, and four, Numia, 1 and 4. Race six, number two, Kanachi, number two. Race seven, one, Test the World, two, Al Malambo, five, Zazibar, and seven, Strome, 1, 2, 5, and 7. Race eight, number two, After All That, 3, Isurian, 11, Iso Rich, and 12, Blue Tycoon, 2, 3, 11, and 12. And race 9, number 3, No Doubt, and 6, Palathronius, 3 and 6. To Newcastle, fine and a good 4, the rail is true. Race 1, number 2, French Giggle, and 7, Miss Gigi, 2 and 7. Race 2, number 3, Battle Fury, number 3. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 5, Benfica Maid and 8 Dapples, 5 and 8. Race 6, number 11, McCormick and 13, Nauticus, 11 and 13. Race 7, number 5, Neruda and 9, Culnura, 5 and 9. And race 8 at Newcastle, number 2, Fratellino, race 8, number 2. New South Wales Country Racing at Dubbo today. That track is a soft 5 after a bit of a storm yesterday. Fine weather this morning and the rail is true. Race 1 at Dubbo, take out 14, 16, 17 and 18. Race 2, the scratchings are 12, 13, 14 and 18. Race 3, take out 6, 16, 17 and 18. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 9. Race 6, take out 3 and 13. And race 7 at Dubbo, take out 2, 9, 10 and 16. To Flemington for Derby Day. Slightly overcast, good 4 and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 1 Irukandji and 8 Yulong January. 1 and 8 out of the first. Race 2, number 12 Lacidi, number 12. The third is clear. Race 4, the Lexus, take out 3, Patrick Erin, and 8, Runaway, 3 and 8. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, take out the Emergency, number 17. Race 7, take out the two Emergencies of the Derby, 17 and 18. Race 8, the scratchings of 5, Crack Me Up, 6, Dreamforce, 19, Ratapole, and 20, Chaonic, 5, 6, 19 and 20. And race 9, take out 13, Grey Shadow. Race 9, number 13. To Doomben, of course, being an hour back, these are the current scratchings. Fine and Warm, the track a good 4, Penno 5.17. Race 1, number 2, Anton Enervant, number 2. At the moment, race 2 is clear. The 3rd, number 6, Prince Otto, and 8, the Wild One, 6 and 8. The 4th, 6, Mashani Desire at 8, Sake of 1, 6 and 8. Race 5, number 2, Straight Home, 5, Oakfield Monarch, and 12, and 8, All Honey, 2, 5 and 12. Race 6 at Doomben, currently take out 2, Grasita, 11, Misery, and 15, Stellarcraft, 2, 11 and 15. Race 7, number 13, Quinine, number 13. Race 8, 1, Take O Boom, 3, Motion Granted, 7, District, 13, Sailor Jerry, and 16, Oh Boy. Race 9, 4, Cashing Up, and 9, Pleased. And race 10, number 2, Bell Burgess, 7, Mogador, 13, Yabble Dabble Do Ya, 15, Lucky Tom, and 19, Impasse. They're the current scratchings for Doomben Racing. Reminding you again, we're an hour behind there. And Morfordville in Adelaide, let's get the information for Morfordville. It's overcast and a good 4, and the rail is out 12 metres, 1,200 to the winning post and 6 metres the remainder. Race 1, number 4, Tong Sai Boss, number 4. Race 2, number 7, Artistic Focus, number 7. The 3rd is clear. Race 4, number 1, A Clear Choice, number 1. Race 5, clear. Race 6, number 6, A Little Bit of Dash, and 12, Tilbury. Race 7, 3, Fill the Flute, 10, Miss LaBelle, 13, 1, Invincible Cat, and 15, Amative. And race 8, 3, Sweet Embrace, that's Street Embrace, 7, It's a Myth, 10, Tarantino, 13, Kodokan, and 14, Majestic Ridge. They're the current scratchings for Morfordville. Peter Ellis will preview on radio at 11 o'clock. Sky Racing 1 about to start their race day with American Racing. The rest of us back in a moment to look at Rose Hill.
Dynamics Indications, Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest two-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fade. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
90 footy legends, 6 teams, playing for over $100,000 in prize money and raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Baderas, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
There is only one way to celebrate Melbourne Cup Day in Sydney, and that's with live racing at Royal Randwick. The sound of thundering hooves will get the heart racing on a day full of fashion, exciting entertainment and award-winning hospitality. Plus the race that stops the nation live on the big screen. Get your colleagues and friends together to celebrate the Agency Melbourne Cup Race Day at Royal Randwick, Tuesday, November 6th.